Radio.
Arise and go down to the potter's house
and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And that includes us.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Congregation. Hallelujah. And they're able to share
with us what they are learning in the Good News Youth Club directed by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Come out and hear these young people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. On the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a guest speaker or one of our own. And this month, it's one of our own young people. It's one of them, everybody. Not just a young people, everybody. It's one of our own. And that's Elder QB. She's going to be our speaker for the month of May. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we're going to sit down and chill around the table. Hallelujah, with a natural meal. We're going to have a free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's doing. We thank him for that building that he's blessed us with. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Beautiful edifice and beautiful kitchen and beautiful dining hall and beautiful classrooms and beautiful child care center. Hallelujah. With his own private interest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the washing stations in the northeast, southwest Baltimore City. Hallelujah. He's blessed us with to be able to minister to the homeless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Their presence in the eyesight of God, too. Hallelujah. We're able to give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God is just so good. He is doing so much. Hallelujah. When you get a chance, don't forget to go to the to the ministry's website. That's RYMMI.org and see what this church's vision and mission is. And also pull up our GoFundMe page. Go to Renewing Your Mind Ministry International, Inc. Hallelujah. Go as often as you want and donate as much as you want. Name your seed. Tell God what you're believing for and donate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You can also mail your donation in to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, or address your envelopes on Sunday to Building Fund. We thank God. Also, if you'd like to be a part of the fourth semester of Institute of Biblical Learning,
yes.
Just send a text to 443-416-1201, and I'll send you the details. Hallelujah. Or just say, hey, I want to be a part. What's the cost? Hallelujah. How many classes? Hallelujah. That's 443-416-1201. We thank God for Jesus and thank God for all that he's doing in this ministry. We believe in teaching the people the word of God. Because when all else fails, y'all, what's going to be standing? The word of God, it never fails.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's going to stand no matter what. You can take that to the bank. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah.
Housekeeping suggestion.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this evening, in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that believe it.
Hallelujah.
Do add that the school, the Institute of Biblical Learning, there are no papers to turn in. Everything is virtual, and it's oral tests and quizzes. They will be all open book tests and quizzes. So from the Bible and your notes, you're going to make an A. We believe in A. Where there's a will, there's an A. And God wants us to make an A. So we make every opportunity for you to make an A in every course.
Mm-mm.
Open book tests. All tests and quizzes are oral. The classes are virtual. You can stay in your home or wherever you are and go to school and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we again thank you for the signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah.
Powering even the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, again.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches, you know, I really thank our radio listeners, the audience, those that listen to us. Many of them have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that we love them and that God loves them too. And it means so much to them. It's just, it's just a good thing to do. What do you think, Pastor Peaches?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and one of the things it's good to do is to pray for others.
Yes, yes.
And one of the reasons why we pray for others is because somebody prayed for us. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, I think it's in James 5:16, that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I think in Psalms 22:3, it says that he inhabits the praise of his people. So we thank God for the prayers, and we know that when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And we want folks to get blessed tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And again, we pray for others. We pray for, we start in our Jerusalem. That's our home. And then we spread on. And that's what we're going to do tonight. And again, I want to emphasize the reason why I pray for others is because
somebody pray for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In the
Come thy kingdom. Be done thy will.
Yes, hallelujah.
Like for me and my family, my wife.
Yes.
Nikki, Samuel, Daniel.
Heard in the name
Pam,
of Jesus.
Chris and Keith, Titus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, Alicia. Keith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ariana.
Oh, hallelujah.
Reggie, Elijah.
Thank you, Jesus. Dominic. Hallelujah. Nicholas.
Samaya, Travion, Oscar, Gilbert.
Nina.
Ethan, EJ, Ezekiel.
Tommy.
Joshua, Laura.
Danielle.
Knowledge.
Elijah.
Virginia,
Oscar, Griselda.
Louis, Talisha,
Pam.
Wife, Corey.
Malachi, Xavier.
Pebbles, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Bertie.
Kimberly, Keisha.
Precious, Lorena. Spencer Johnson, Joseph.
Honey.
Anna, James.
Mikey, Ariana.
Glory to God. Tony,
Tavon, Malachi.
Hallelujah.
Earl, Jr., Travion.
Julia.
Tahini, Manuel.
And Gina and family.
AJ. Hallelujah.
The Brenda and family. Right, Damon LaVonga, thank you. Tommy,
bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All the Pamela Bird,
thank
tell me.
Thank you,
Jimmy, Bobby.
Oh, bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Jeffrey.
Hallelujah. AJ.
Jeffrey.
Hallelujah. Lydia, Lisa.
Pop.
Hallelujah. Lillian.
Bird,
hallelujah. Ronnie.
CJ,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
family.
You.
Orgy Bird, Denise.
Thank you,
family. Paul, Karen,
Rachel
Paul,
Johnson.
Kathy Moody and family.
Raymond Bank.
Howie London family.
Bertie Johnson. Hallelujah.
Phyllis Weston family.
Hallelujah.
Shirley and family.
Kirsten, whoever.
Michelle Marvin, James Kelly and family.
Hallelujah.
With Ernest David, Geneva and family.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to Cousin Thomas of Evans.
Marina Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Corey.
Benjamin Thomas
Johnson.
Walter Allen.
Antonio and Dexter.
Porter family.
Raymond Weatherby.
Harlan.
Hallelujah. Marie Henshaw.
Angela.
Hallelujah.
Patty Collins. And
hallelujah. Antonio.
Fanny and Fanny.
All right. Lewis Wright. Kim.
Hallelujah. Good.
Felice.
Yes,
Regina. Dwight.
Hallelujah.
Lee.
Double E. And family.
Hallelujah. David Crudo.
Cynthia.
In the name of Jesus.
Pastor.
Norman.
Jonas Lee.
Hallelujah.
Minister Linda and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cynthia and family.
Thank you.
Tiffany and family. Sister Camila and family.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister and family. Tina Thompson and family. Benzo Bedford and
family.
Sheila.
Hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Doreen and family. Minister.
Hallelujah.
Sister Monica and family.
Hallelujah.
Dean and family. Minister Jones and family.
Thompson in the name of
Jesus. Janice and family. Hallelujah.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Minister Jerry Cleveland and family. Ebradness Julia and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jennifer and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Rosa and family, hallelujah. Marvin and family, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Duke family, the Herbert family, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord.
In the name of God.
Leslie and Don Govarvin family, Valerie and
in the name of
Antonin
in the
family.
Of Jesus.
Fred. Harry Warsaw and family.
Children.
Gary Don Wilson and family. Yeah, but go teach it, mama.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless
Lord.
The name of God. We thank you, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Marvin Cook and Angel family. Lenore Smith and family. Hallelujah. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we are. The Holy Spirit does. And make us such a force. Thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Hallelujah. Avis Miranda and family. Hallelujah. Pastor Apostle Dustin Popper and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Don Sweet and family. Pastor Brennan family. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseberry and family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus name today in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to be honored in your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the next voice you will hear after this next selection will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor
Hallelujah.
The Children's Corner on this evening, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Headed by Dr. Glory to God. Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. The Good News Youth Club is Children's Church Plus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cast your cares on the Lord. Can you imagine having, let's say you carrying something heavy on one shoulder? You carrying the other. When I look at those stories like Little House on the Prairie, I love those stories like that, and they carrying a sack of potatoes or a sack of onions on their shoulder. And let's imagine their left shoulder. And then when they get to where they have to go or they get it, they go take them to the next person they have to carry it, they kind of thrust their body and they throw that sack over on the next person's shoulder. That's how you have to cast your cares over on Jesus. And when you cast it on that person, they have the weight. They have the care. They're carrying it. So therefore, you're not carrying it anymore. You may even think you wanna go to college. You've decided the ones that's in high school and getting ready to graduate. You may think I want to go to college for such and such. Let's say you want to go for culinary arts. And then when you get there and you see the papers you have to write, all the classes you have to go to, all the different recipes and how to put things together and you're learning how to make decorative things out of a fruit or out of a vegetable, and you nip your finger with the knife and I don't think I want to do this. I don't feel like cutting them over. I don't feel like crying over onions and cutting up potatoes and this and this and that. But you know what? You're still young enough to change your mind. Nobody's going to think hard of you. You're still young enough to still go from one thing to another after you've been there a while to say, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this? That's why we have to cast our cares over on the Lord. You know what? Because God will lead and guide you. God will, he knows the path in which he wants you to go. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. And Proverbs 3 and 5 says, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And it said, be not wise in your own eyes. Yes, you were supposed to make a decision about what you want to go for and all like that and go and find the money to go to college and believe God for everything that you need. But after you've gotten there, if you've kind of changed your mind, it's fine. Hallelujah. Don't you know what? By the time you finish and you settle, God will have led you to the career that he wants you to be, and he will bless you there. And all along the way, and you know what? The priest's sermon one time, he said, God doesn't lose anything. All those things that you've learned and you've gone through in those other classes, God can use those things, that knowledge too. He can use that knowledge also. So don't fret. Don't feel as if, I'm being fickle. Don't worry about somebody saying it's, Oh, you all mixed up. You don't know what you want to do. No. And be careful who you share your desires to. Be careful who you talk to. If you decide to change something, go to your parent. Go to your counselor. Somebody you can talk to in confidence. You know, I'm really not sure I want to do this. Talk to somebody that can encourage you. Not somebody's going to come down hard on you. Somebody's going to call you names and talk about you and this and that. But God, ask God, Lord, who can I go to talk to right now? Because I'm kind of indecisive. And Lord, I want your will in my life. And don't you know, talk to God just like I'm talking, that's just what you do. Tell God, tell him what's on your heart, what's on your mind. And believe you me, God's not going to leave you out there. He's not going to leave you out there all by yourself for you to fend for yourself, fend by yourself. God will have somebody to lead you and guide you. He will. He'll get down to your spirit, and he'll lead you and guide you. And he'll have a human, somebody that you can sit down and talk to lead. Hey, well, this is the pathway if that's the career you want to go, look, sign up this. This is the class you need. This is what you need. And watch God do it for you.
Yes.
Watch God. Jesus loves you. He's not going to beat you over the head. He's not going to come down hard on you. He's not going to be the negative voice that you're hearing. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. And he's going to love you the whole path, the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to show you that he is right there with you, walking beside you. And I noticed for myself when I was in school, I was afraid. First, I was afraid to go back. And then while I was there, I said, Lord, before I even got there, I was afraid of all the papers I had to write and all this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then when I was there, I was the oldest person in the classroom. Hallelujah. But God was with me every step of the way. There was nothing that I had to go through, nothing that I went through that God was not by my side going through it with me and putting someone there to help me. Physically help me along the way. When I got in a tight spot, he put someone there, a human, a professor, that found favor in me to help me along the way. And God will do the same for you. God will do it for you. I'm speaking from experience. God will do. He'll be that friend that's sticking closer than any brother. Hallelujah. He'll give you the very desires of your heart. He'll give you everything you need, no matter how small. Hallelujah. He will supply your every need. And when you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. God bless you, young people. Stay encouraged to live for the Lord and watch God do it. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Thank you with the Children's Corner on this evening. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. In Jesus' name, to the Children's Corner on this evening, to those who believe. Learn the scriptures.
Yes.
That's your weapon of your your warfare.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. By the power divine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Children's Corner on tonight. Hallelujah. And I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Lord, it's an easy one.
How hot? Never mind. Okay. Hallelujah.
Save yourself.
Hallelujah. Okay, what time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. And we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And in the text on today, the text says to examine yourself.
Yeah.
Not your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, the cow or the cat, but examine yourself.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
That's a new one, the cow or the cat. Okay. Hallelujah. Examine yourself.
Yes.
And we do that in the light of the word of God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b.
Yes.
Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 26:28. Hallelujah. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. In the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children to live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 53:5, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, there's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word. Psalms 138. He says so. So hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night, the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He broke it and he said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Hallelujah. We take
thank you for 18. Isaiah 51:1-3. God, we declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, social, and financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. The lips out of our mouths, out of every super doctor, creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalm 100 says, we are your children. And the seed of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, give us that, Papa.
Hallelujah.
And on the same night,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took off from the cup. And when he had given Christ, thank you again. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Jesus, and remember to me. Let's drink it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home.
Thank you, God.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, hallelujah, glory to God. Therefore, we boldly share. Boldly say what God said.
Yes.
God, you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said, when I see the blood,
yes,
I will pass
over you.
And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood covers our families, our homes, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry.
Yes, yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes, our mistakes, our forefathers' sins, our stuff. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the life of the King Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, survives, nullifies, brings to the north, makes the north, brings to the north, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every skeleton, hector, and vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of your hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, covers, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, brings to naught, reverses, delivers, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, defiles, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for holding communion.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our families and our opponent's family, according to Job 22, 20, 27, and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. Faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty faithfulness in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're five-fold ministers. We're gifts and ministry of health. We're brilliant, awesome, amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I need to ask you another question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. You're a poet and didn't know it.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Save someone. Heal. I'll set the captive free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. Let signs, wonders, and miracles follow. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord God, we beat you in your satanic cords. You under our feet, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Push you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, we give you the praise. We thank you, O God, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight, Lord. 36, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase of blessing. And we give you the praise, the honor, the glory.
Glory.
Bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen. Amen.
Amen, amen,
amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this past Sunday, thank you,
Jesus.
We started a message.
What's your name, Jesus?
Glory to God. We're going to do part two today, but before we go to part two, let's get the address for the message on today.
Hallelujah. 3 John 1 and 2. Luke 4th chapter 18th verse. Psalms chapter 139 verses 23 and 24. Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 through 3. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 and 22, Psalms, 34th chapter, verses 18 through 20, Psalms 30, verse 5b, and Exodus 15, verse 26.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus
Glory.
Is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Peaches, every now and then I give hints as to what the message is going to be about. I want to give a hint right now. Can I give a hint?
Yes.
Right. I'm going to do it in song. No, I'm not going to sing.
Okay.
I know there were some people in the audience saying thank you, Jesus. I'm
He will
each and every day.
all over the building. Just begin to thank him for his healing virtue that's flowing through this building. We speak to organs and tissues all over this building, and we say, line up with the word of God tonight. Hallelujah.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
Somebody struggling tonight. Somebody in pain right now. Well, I tell you, you tap into God right now. Tap into his love right now. He's going to heal you everywhere you hurt.
Thank you, Father.
He said, beloved, I wish above all things, my desire is that you prosper, that's fine, and be in health, that's discipline, even as your soul, that's spiritually. Now, we break it down a little differently. It's the same, but we just spread it out a little bit. The prosperity that God wants for you is spiritual, emotional, physical, social, that's relationship prosperity, and financial. God wants to heal you everywhere you are in lack, y'all. Don't you believe the lie that some preachers told you or some teachers told you that God wants you poor so you can stay at the cross or you can stay on your knees.
Amen.
God wants you on your knees all the time anyway. He said, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
You don't have to be poor in order to pray to God.
Hallelujah.
How many, you look at the folk in the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, rich folk, how did they get rich? They leaned on the Lord. The Lord showed himself strong on their behalf. It's time for you to lean on the Lord, y'all.
Amen.
Because he wants to heal everywhere you hurt. I know the first thing that comes to our mind, like we're hurting, is the doctor. And I think about Hippocrates, called the father of modern medicine or the Western medicine. Glory to God. And his oath was, in fact, many medical schools today repeat Hippocrates over part of it. They kind of change it up a little bit. But the basis is an ethical thing. Hallelujah. We pledge, we vow to cause no hurt. God is not hurting you. Don't you dare say God gave me the gift of problem so I can witness to the person in the next bit. God didn't do that.
Amen.
He's not only a doctor, he is the doctor.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that taught the doctors. Show them the way. Sometimes they go a little straight, but he's still there to help them. Hippocrates. Now, if y'all want to get some more information on this, y'all going to have to call me and I'll share it with you. But Hippocrates was born 460 BCE. That stands for before common era. And he died 370 BCE. You say, how did that happen? You've got to call me and I'll tell you about that. BCE is equivalent to BC, before Christ. But his effort to, number one, get prognosis and diagnosis and categorization to diseases, God had already dealt with that. He already knew all the kinds of stuff that the enemy would want to throw on you.
Uh-huh.
He already had the remedy for them.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
He was and is the healer.
Amen.
You got to begin to, when you first feel a pain, don't you be thinking about your doctor, the hospital. First thing you do, you go to your Father in prayer.
Jesus.
That's the first thing, not the last thing. I guess the last thing we do, the only thing we have left is to pray. That's the first thing you do.
Amen.
And then you move on. Go ahead. Give me another scripture because I'm going to get...
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It might be a third part of this one. Give me another scripture.
St. Luke 4:18.
Read it.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Stop. That's lack. You've got lack in spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. Lack that. You need a healing in those areas. Go ahead, read.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Come on now.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
All right now.
And recovery of sight to the blind.
Come on now.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Come on now. Read one more.
The next verse?
Yes.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Now is the time for you to be healed. Well, I'm going to get my healing in 2 months. I'm going to get my healing in 2 years. I'm going to get my healing in 6 months. Glory to God. He says, come unto me now. I can give you your healing right now. Glory to God. I'm going to throw another scripture. First Peter, go ahead, folks. First Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes, you were healed. You're already healed. God is waiting for you to move into your healing. How do you move into your healing? Faith. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Come on now. Romans 1:17b. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Holy. Galatians 3:11b. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
You move into your healing by faith. But I still throw it up. With his stripes I'm healed. Throw it up. With his stripes I'm healed. With his, you can call those things and be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. Glory to God. I gave two more scriptures, didn't I? But that's all right. The word of the Lord is in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever's going on in your life, hallelujah, you go to Jesus first. You say, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosperest and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You know what you got to do? You got to stand on faith and make sure your soul's up there prospering. Because your hallelujah, your financial, your physical prosperity is going to be dependent upon your soul prosperity, your spiritual realm prosperity, your getting the hallelujah, the word of God all over in your soul realm, glory to God, all in your mind, learning them scriptures, learning the answers, just getting it all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Oh, glory to God. I hear mother over in the corner at Dargo Cathedral saying, oh, he's all Shakana, over me, and he's keeping me alive. Glory to God, my.
Thank you, Jesus.
Better read another scripture, Hal.
Hallelujah. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the path everlasting.
Don't push up, you move everything that can happen. God, move it in your life. Move it out of the way.
Hallelujah, hallelujh. Thank you, Jesus.
You in the hospital room, and the nurse want to give you an injection. You got your overcoat on. You got your undercoat on. You got a sweater on. You got your shirt on. You got two undershirts, and then you got those things you wear in the wintertime. You got all of them, and they're trying to get an injection in your arm.
Thermals,
yeah. Move everything out of your way so you can receive of God. You up there shacking up. You ain't married. And you want God to heal you. He'll rain on the just and unjust, but you better get that stuff out of your, you better get sin out of your way so God can have it clear. He can see you clearly.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what God said, fail out to assemble yourself together. And you home, and you making excuses why you home all the time. You go any place you want to go, but you don't want to go to the house of God. Go to where you can get fed. As I said, come to my church. Go to any church who's feeding folks. So you get the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Well, much I cut it up. But you better get it out of your way. Yet God can heal you. He'll heal a sinner. He heal a backslider. He can heal you too.
Amen.
He reigns on the just and unjust. But it's good to get it out of the way so there won't be no obstruction and God move it in your life. Hallelujah. If you mess up, fess up and move on. Hallelujah. Let God have his way. Put that connected, hallelujah, place the dots on your page and let God do what he do. Don't you hold God up for good, because if you don't put the dots on the page, he can't connect the dots because you ain't put the dots on the page.
Nope.
Yeah, sure. The devil is a liar. Whoop, give me another scripture.
Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
Stop right here. Stop. See, the translation that Jesus read in Luke 4:18 is different from this. They said the poor, here they said the meek. All of it is dealing with lack. You're lacking something. You're lacking something. And because you're lacking something, let's kind of nail down what you lack. Then go ahead and read some more.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
The brokenhearted. Okay, we understand. Go ahead.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
You're captive by, okay, I understand. Go ahead.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
So you're bound by stuff. Prison doesn't necessarily mean a physical prison. It can mean a mental prison. A psychological prison. An emotional prison. But you need to be free. So those that are free indeed. You're in Christ. You're free indeed. Read me another scripture.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
That acceptable, that stop right there. This is the time. Don't you wait. I've got to wait. I got to get myself together. If you could get yourself together, you would have been together. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Only God can do it. Hallelujah. I love that song. God can do it. Yes,
yes
he can.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why he came. If you could do it, he would have come by. He would not have had to come.
That's right.
He could have stayed in there. He didn't have to go through all that stuff he went through.
Mm-hmm.
Stop lying to yourself. And lying to others. Well, I got to get myself together. No, you just don't want to do it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put up the effort.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't want to press the word of God for the pot. No, you don't want to do it. You don't want to present your body a living sacrifice. You don't want to do it. You want to be in your flesh comfort zone. Not the God comfort zone, but your flesh zone. Give me another scripture.
In the day of vengeance of our God.
Another scripture.
To comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them...
Go to another.
Philippians 4:19.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Is there any sickness in glory in heaven?
No.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. He said, Matthew 6:10, come thy kingdom, be done thy will on earth as it is in heaven. Nobody crying in heaven,
mm-mm,
as far as I know. I know they collected some tears of folks that cried down here. Nobody sick in heaven, as far as I know.
Mm-mm.
And the strife that was in heaven, they kicked the dude out. Jesus said, I saw it falling like lightning. God wants to heal you everywhere you hate.
Hallelujah.
He wants to bring heaven on earth in your life.
Yeah.
He don't want you to be poverty stricken. How is that going to show God's glory? The glory that God wants to see is you doing like Isaac did. He sowed in the famine. And in less than a year, in 1 year, He had a hundredfold return. Mm-hmm. He had a harvest of what he sowed. That's when God gets the glory. God don't get the glory out of you being in poverty. He gets the glory out of you coming out of it. God doesn't get the glory of you being in sickness. God gets the glory out of you being healed by his hand. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, mother. I know you're crying on your bed because of that wayward son. You don't even know where he is, and he's only 15, and he's still out on the street. That daughter, you haven't seen her in 4 days. She went out to school and hadn't come back yet. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. You declare salvation over their lives. Claim their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. No matter what they're doing, I claim their life in the name of Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
And see them not as they are, but as you desire them to be, and as God would desire them to be. Because God want to heal you everywhere you hurt. He want to heal you, and your part of you is your seed. He wants to heal your seed. Because what they do hurts you. Is that right?
Amen.
So you want them healed, delivered, and set free. But all the Bashakaya Bokoja. Give me another scripture. I got the groove on.
Proverbs 4:20-22. To my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Hallelujah. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh.
Y'all got to listen. See, there's some folk that preach to tickle your ears. And that's all right. You know, I'm not saying that's bad. But I'm telling you the truth, y'all. I'm dealing with how you can be healed everywhere you're hurt. Because there's so many people hurting. Sometimes when we hear people talk, it seems like they're hurting on every area. They're hurting to the right, they're hurting to the left, they're hurting in front, and they're hurting in the back. They're hurting sitting still, they're hurting move. They just hurt. I want to heal you everywhere you hurt, y'all. You got to go to him. Stand on his word, because his word has anointing. Then you got to say his word out loud, because the word of God was written to be spoken out or sang aloud.
Amen.
Not in your mind. You cannot rebuke the devil in your mind. You cannot You cannot rebuke demons in your mind. You got to come out and say it. Because see, they can't tune into that spirit part of you. They can give you a whole lot of dumb stuff on your soul around through your mind. But you rebuke that. You don't curse it. You don't rehearse it. You don't nurse it. You disperse that. But what you do, you come out of your mouth and speak like God said. And God said, and you repeat what God said. Satan, the Lord God rebuked you. Get thee behind me, Satan. You say what God said.
Amen.
Y'all listen to me now. I'm trying to get you through the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 34:18-20. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth out of them a few.
All.
Just the ones that you mentioned on Sundays.
All.
Just the ones you told to the preacher.
All.
Y'all got to understand this. Feels your pain. You ain't the only one going through what you're going through. Jesus suffered all the things that we could go through as a human being. Jesus went through.
Amen.
He even just got panic. When he got up there, the Lazarus tomb, and everybody was talking about, oh, you mean that? Jesus wept, John 11:35, because he felt that. But guess what? Revelation says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And Jesus testified, I am the resurrection and the light. God wants to hear you everywhere you heard, babies. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another one.
Psalm 35, weeping may endure for a night.
Wow!
But joy cometh in the morning.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. I wish I could really sing, and y'all would be happy about me singing, but that's all right. Weeping may endure for a night. Yes, there's a season sometimes when you're crying, but there's a time where you can wipe the tears from your eyes. And then you look down and you thought it was your hands and your handkerchief wiping your eyes, and you see the hand of Christ wiping the tears from your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Because he wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, even your brokenheartedness. Give me another scripture. Give me another scripture, please. Hallelujah.
Exodus 15:26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Who healeth?
The Lord.
Can you hear that? The doctor in the sick room, the doctor, he knows what's happening. He knows when it happens. He knows, but he doesn't know the initial why. Sickness is of the devil, y'all. It ain't a God trying to get you to witness to somebody in the hospital. Go to the hospital anyway when you walk in there under your own power, when you have to be rolled in there. Walk in there and witness to somebody. Talk to somebody. Encourage somebody. Lift somebody up. Bless somebody. Glory to God.
Amen.
You don't have to wait. Hallelujah. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is the healer. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, y'all.
Amen.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. That was the last scripture.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. I just lost it for a minute. Go ahead. Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Say that scripture again, Pastor.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15.
Deuteronomy 7:15. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word.
That
says, 7:15 says, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness.
Wait, stop. The Lord will take away some sickness.
Oh.
Just the sickness that involves with your liver.
All sickness.
Okay, go ahead.
And will put none of the diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee.
Woo! Lord, have mercy. Look, we have to pray for mercy for some folks. Because, see, we're in post-cross time. We're not in pre-cross. Pre-cross, kill your enemies. Throw them down and swipe them out. That's pre-cross. Post-cross is the grace and mercy of God. We got to pray for our enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Even the scripture. We got to say, Lord, have mercy on them. Because the disease, Lord to God. I'm reminded of a sister that used to work with me at a bookstore in a church that we used to attend. And someone got fresh with her. And she told him, said, look here, I pray that tonight when you go to sleep, you're going to wake up tomorrow with balls all over your body. This, that, and that. Oh, she went down. That's Old Testament, but I understand. I understand that, but that's Old Testament. We got a new Testament. We got a new agreement. We got a new covenant now.
Yes.
It's a covenant of love. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are righteousness conscious now. In the Old Testament, we were sin conscious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God wants to heal. Oh, Mama Shakara. I speak to the mother right now that her body's racked with pain. Her back, hallelujah, and her legs, glory to God, right now, racked with pain right now. Her sides, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak healing right now. Beloved, I wish above all things that all men prosper and be in health, even as that soul prospers. Hallelujah. I speak that over you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That brother who classicated it, that has the leg problems, hallelujah, that's been operated 4 or 5 times on their legs, I speak healing. I speak creative miracle right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for the word of today. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on every seed sown. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And again, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And everyone say, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. Sometimes we hurt in places we don't want to tell nobody. God knows. He knows those places, too. Hallelujah. He knows the very depths of your heart. Hallelujah. If you're out there and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. And I thank you for saving me. If you said that prayer, you are now saved. You have gone from death unto life. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoice over one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See you in the morning. Hallelujah. On the prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What's that prayer line number, Pastor?
720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545#. Hallelujah.
Give that number once again.
720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545#. Hallelujah.
Want to sow into this ministry, You can go to Cash App, dollar sign, capital T, lowercase, all the other letters, THCTWC. Again, dollar sign, capital T, THCTWC. If you want to send us something in the mail, you can send it to the Potter's House, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
If you want to join us on Sunday, you can do that.
Hallelujah.
Only God can do it.